Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. I would like to read from Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. I'd like to read verse 18. I know that these are very familiar words to everyone here. You probably know every one of these words by heart, and yet I feel very strongly this is what the Lord would have us to look at tonight, and ask all of you to pray that God will help us to see and understand truth from His Word, and that God will help us then to be doers of God's Word and not hearers only. We began earlier trying to study about blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We looked at some of the great men of God in the Bible that were able to see God. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. There are many people in the Bible that were able to see God. And of course, I think everybody here understands they did not see God with their natural eye. Until we get to heaven, I don't believe any man will ever see God with a natural eye, but I do believe that with a spiritual eye, with his eye of faith, that we're able to see the glory of God. And I need to realize how much I need to see the Lord every day. I need to see Him. There are probably some people that you feel like you need to see every day because you love them and you get strength from seeing them and being around them. And so you want to see them. You desire to see them. You find joy every time that you see them. Teresa and I have been dating for over 50 years, and when I'm around town and if I see her, I usually chase her or get on the cell phone and call her and ask her to pull over so that I can see her just a minute. Seeing the Lord is even more wonderful than that. And we need to pray, God, help me to see You. You remember the Greeks came to Philip and they said, sirs, we would see Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus. They realized what a great privilege it would be to be able to see Jesus, and they wanted to see Him, and they were blessed to see Jesus. And once you get a glimpse of the Lord, and once you can see, though we see through a glass darkly, once you see the Lord, you find great joy in seeing Him and being in His presence, being able to feel His power, being able to feel the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I would venture to say that without me being able to see the Lord, I'm afraid I would not make it through a day. And that's what this verse says in Proverbs 29 and verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. They just perish. I think that often when we read the Word of God and we hear the word perish, we think about somebody dying and going to hell. That hardly is ever what the Word of God is talking about when it talks about people perishing. God's people, God's children who will be with God in the eternal heaven, they often perish. The children of Israel, after they were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, and then they wandered in the wilderness, and all of those that were 20 years of age and older at the time that the law was given to them on Mount Sinai, they all perished. They all died in the wilderness. The Word of God talks about how children of God can perish while they're still alive. And I think that's what this is talking about, is that we can be destroyed by Satan and our effectiveness and our joy can be gone. We will perish as productive children of God. We will perish if we don't see the Lord. I want to say again, and I think all of you know this, but it's so important for us to remember that natural vision will often lead to your death. Natural vision often leads to people perishing. Now, where there is no vision, the people perish, but there is a vision that will lead to your destruction. Eve in the Garden of Eden, the Word of God says, and when Eve saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes, she saw that. What did it lead to in her life? God said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Did she die that day? Yes, she did. She didn't die physical death, but she perished that day. You remember when Lot's family was being led out of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and as they were going away, God had told them, don't what? Don't look back. Don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. Because she looked back, she perished. David, when he went up on that housetop that night and he saw Bathsheba, he saw something that led to death in his family over and over and over. So our natural eyes, and I want to caution everybody here about, especially about the computer right now, because I know so many people that, I know many families that have been destroyed because of the filth and the pornography that's on computers. If you don't have a block on your computer, you better get one. And if your children have a television in their room and a computer in their room, and you don't have any control over that, and you're not watching everything that they're watching, shame on you. Shame on you. Because they'll be watching foolishness. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. I don't trust me, much less my children. Does everybody understand that? This idea that you just trust them and you let them do what they want to do, that's a path that will lead to destruction in their lives and heartache in your lives. But without the right kind of vision, where there is no vision, where there is no spiritual vision, where people don't see the Lord, they will perish also. They will perish. Go with me back in your Bibles to Psalm 121. I want us to see the importance of us seeing God, the importance of us having spiritual vision, the importance of us seeing that I need to, first of all, I need to see how weak I am. I'm a weakling. I need to see how weak I am, and I need to see how strong God is. And when I see how weak I am, and I see how strong God is, when I hear what Jesus said, when he said, without me, ye can do nothing. And when I hear what Paul says, when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, then I'm going to be looking for Jesus. Because without him, I can do nothing that's good and right. I need to see him every day. So every morning when you get up, I encourage you to try to find Jesus. Seek the Lord. Seek his face. Try to look to him every day. Pray that God will open your eyes, that you'll be able to see him as he is, that you'll be able, first of all, I want us tonight to think about seeing Jesus as our helper, seeing God as our helper, because we need help. Look at Psalm 121, beginning with verse 1. David says in Psalm 121 and verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Now that's a powerful God that made heaven and earth. That's the reason the devil wants you to believe in evolution, is because if you don't realize that God created the heavens and the earth, you don't realize the power of God. If you believe in creation, you believe there's a mighty, powerful God that spoke this world into existence and that created it in 6 days. He did a great work. And that's who David says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's the Lord. That's the one I need to see. That's the one that David says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Do you need help every day of your life? Do you need help? Do you mothers need help? Absolutely, you need help. Do you daddies need help? Do these children need help every day of their lives? Doesn't matter whether we're talking about a little child or we're talking about a young adult. It doesn't matter how old a person gets. Even these elderly people, they need help every day. They need help from God every day. And they need to be looking to God. I need to be looking to God for my help. I need wisdom every day. I don't only need strength from God every day. I need wisdom from God every day. He's my helper. I don't know what to do without his help. I would fail. I would perish without his help. So I need to see the Lord. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Lift up my eyes to God. Verse 3 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God never sleeps. Isn't that wonderful? I go to sleep. I can stay with people. I've stayed with people 3 or 4 days at a time through very difficult situations in their lives, but I have sometimes just grown weary and I've gone to sleep. God never sleeps. Those of you who have been very, very sick, you know that your family gets worn out. You know that doctors and nurses go to sleep. But you know, if you've been very sick for a long period of time, you know that in the midnight hours and the wee morning hours, when it's dark and nobody else can help you, even if they're there and they're awake, they can't help you. You know you need to see the Lord. You need to feel his presence. You need to see his help coming into your heart, lifting you up. giving you peace, giving you strength, giving you grace to face whatever it is that you're facing in your life. God never sleeps. And all the rest of this psalm, I'm not going to read the entire 121st psalm, but I encourage you to go home and read it, because it's continuously, verse by verse, it's talking about how much the Lord helps us in our lives. I need to see the Lord is my helper. He is my helper. And I need to see Him helping me. I need to see Him helping me. Look at Psalm 46, the first three verses. And you're familiar again with this. I just want you to see the Lord. It's not enough for you to be able to quote Scripture. It's important that you, every day of your life, that you do seek His face, that you can see Him. I want to see the Lord, because where there is no vision, what happens to God's people when they can't see the Lord? They perish. They perish. So I need to see He's my helper. God is our refuge. Psalm 46 and verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Every day He's here. But now, if you can't see Him, you're sometimes going to get weary and weak and faint. You need to pray, God, help me. I know that You're here, but I need to see You. I need to see Your presence. I need to know that You're here to help me in all of my trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. I need to see Him as my helper. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth should be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. We will not fear. Why? Because I see my helper. Who is my helper? God is my helper. Brethren, it doesn't matter what happens in our government. It doesn't matter what happens in our nation. Our helper is not the government. Our helper is not a political party. Our helper is God. And it doesn't matter, brethren, if God brings His judgment on our land and destroys America, there will be a remnant of His people that He will help even in the midst of all of that destruction. God will help His people that are looking to Him and serving Him and calling on His name. God will help His people. So I have great peace and joy in knowing that, because I think the whole foundations are fixing to be shaken in America, and this kingdom that we call the United States of America, it's fixing to fall. This kingdom is going to fall, but there's a kingdom that will not fall. There's a kingdom that lasts forever, and that's the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. And I love to dwell in that kingdom. And when you can see Jesus as the King, you see He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, it just gets rid of all the fear. Look at Isaiah. Go forward in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45. Look at Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22. God calls on us. God tells